working out what a baseball game. The sacks are loaded and here comes that man again. And it was play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, I saw it on the radio. The swing of the splinter to DiMaggio's glide. The men at the mics made it come alive. Ernie and Mel and Bob was a prince of a guy. Out of thin air pictures somehow appear. You could smell the hot dogs and taste the beer. You felt the excitement as the crowd began to cheer. And it was play by play on the radio. Play by play.
Swings and there's a long drive hit deep in the right field, going way back, 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 back. She goes, and you may kiss it goodbye over the roof for a home run.
The men at the mic, they make it come alive. Oh, what a catch! There's a long, long drive. Turn it up louder. Pictures are coming in five. And it's play by play on the radio. Play by.
Minutes till Lugnuts Baseball.
Baseball is a president tossing out the first ball of the season and a pudgy schoolboy playing catch with his dad on a Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from the corner of his dugout. That's baseball. So is the big fat guy with a bulbous nose running home one of his 714 home runs. There's a man in Mobile who remembers that Honus Wagner hit a triple in Pittsburgh 46 years ago. That's baseball. And so is a scout reporting that a 16-year-old Sandlot pitcher in Cheyenne is the coming Walter Johnson. Baseball is a spirited race of man against man, reflex against reflex, of game of inches. Every skill is measured, every heroic, every failing, seen and cheered or booed, and then becomes a statistic. In baseball, democracy shines its clearest. The only race that matters is the race of the bag. The creed is a rule book, and color, merely something to distinguish one team's uniform from another. Baseball is a rookie, his experience no bigger than the lump in his throat as he begins fulfillment of his dream. It's a veteran, too. A tired old man of 35, hoping those aching muscles can pull him through another sweltering August and September. Nicknames of baseball, names like Zeke and Pie and Kai Kai and Home Run and Cracker and Dizzy and Dazzy. Baseball is the clear, cool eyes of Rogers Hornsby, the flashing spikes of a Ty Cobb, and an overaged pixie named Rabbit Moranville. Baseball, just a game, as simple as a ball and bat, and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, a business, sometimes almost even religion. Why, the fairy tale of Willie Mays making a brilliant World Series catch and then dashing off to play stickball in the streets with his teenage pals. That's baseball. And so is the husky voice of a doomed Lou Gehrig saying, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth. Baseball is cigar smoke, hot roasted peanuts, ladies' day, down in front, take me out to the ball game, the seventh inning stretch, and the star-spangled banner. Baseball is a man named Caponella telling the nation's business leaders, you have to be a man to be a big leaguer, but you have to have a lot of little boy in you, too. This is a game for America, this baseball, a game for boys and for men.
Minutes till Lugnuts Baseball.
When he hit the last home run, the fan was all on the edge of the seat. The pitcher's heart began to skip a beat when he decided to make that one last throw. That hammer and Hank, he hit that vicious blow. That last home run, last home run. Hank was going some when he hit the last home run. Yesterday, or was it today, when Hank he wiped all the records away? Now what I'll see from now on, the record to beat will be his very own. Last home run, was the last home run. Hank was going so
saw when he hit the last home run. Go, man! Man was sits as quiet as a mouse. Some are ready to cry, some are ready to shout. The sister came from one last whirl. The homo was heard all around the world.
2 minutes till Lugnuts Baseball.
Last home run, made the last home run. Hank was going some when he hit the last home run. Even hit fortune and fame, he messed up another great legend name. Wreck I see, been so long, has been toned down and now it's all gone. Last home run, but the last home run. Hank was going some when he made the last home run. Oh, Lord! Come on home, son.
One minute till Lugnuts Baseball. Lugnuts Baseball is on the air from Dow Diamond. Jesse Goldberg Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Game three of a six-game series. Adam, yesterday the Lugnuts were down, came roaring back, picked up their first win.
They sure did, Jesse, and it was much needed. It was a game where Lansing really, outside of one inning, dominated. They had some mistakes early in the game after they had grabbed the lead, but they showed resolve, get runs in the late innings, and then they shut it down late with some more adversity and keep the Loons from scoring, and here you go. We got an even series after a couple of games.
We can get even a little bit more specific. They only had three hits in yesterday's game. They scored the tying run on an RBI fielder's choice. They scored the go-ahead run on a fielding error by Loons third baseman Jake Geloff. The Loons only runs all game, three runs in the bottom of the third inning. Besides that, blanked by Blaise Pontes, by Yeison Sanchez, by Will Johnston, and by Colton Johnson.
Nothing changed from game one. Eight hits in game one, eight hits in game two total, and the Lugnuts were out hit in both. They won game two, they lost game one. See what happens tonight. But again, good pitching can help you out when you're struggling a little bit to get those hits offensively, and that's what we saw yesterday from the two that took the hill.
The Lugs are now 3-5 against the Loons this year. It's an 18-game season series. The games that they've beaten Great Lakes, they have held the Loons to two runs, three runs, and then yesterday, three runs. And this is one of the most prolific offenses in the MWL.
This is what we see every year with this series. When Lansing can keep them in containment offensively, which their pitchers have shown that they're capable of doing, they win those games. Now, when they can't and the Loons can go off and have big half innings and open things up early, that is when the Loons will dominate. But another chilly night tonight. We've had some chillier temperatures, low 70s, low 60s. Tonight we're sitting upper 50s, that's usually when things favor the Lugnuts, and we'll see if they can get another good pitching performance tonight.
That brings us into the pitchers. Jake Garland gets the ball for Lansing.
He's been exceptional. I mean, he has been absolutely exceptional to start 2024. This guy has allowed zero earned runs on the road. Now, it is early, but still, I mean, he's only given up a couple of earned runs in one of his five outings. He's getting strikeouts. He's not walking batters. And here's the big thing. His stuff is good where he's getting the ground balls that you would expect, and his defense has played well behind him. So if you could get another good start from him today, really like Lansing's chances to potentially win their second straight.
The man opposing him has only tossed 4 2/3 innings this year in only 2 appearances. Maddox runs gets the ball. Last year made 4 starts against the Lugnuts. They spanned 16 2/3 innings. And Adam, in those 16 2/3 innings, ERA 6.48. The Lugnuts met with great success against the Southpaw. He was one of the Dodgers' top prospects.
Yeah, and Lansing didn't see him in that first meeting. So they gave him kind of a slower start to the year. We know the story with him, Jesse. He has got exceptional stuff, but he has been walking batters in his professional tenure. He's gotten better and better. But the Lugnuts, they saw him 4 different times last year. This will be the first time they see Mr. Bruns here in 2024.
Mr. Bruns' last outing, 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. We'll give you the starting lineups, who Maddox Bruns is going to face, and who's going to support Jake Garland. That's when we return. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame on the road in Midland.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Starting lineup time from Dow Diamond. The Lansing Lugnuts at 13-16. The Great Lakes Loons at 19-10. However, the Lugnuts won yesterday. And today, leading things off, the DH, Johnny Butler. Butler yesterday had 2 of Lansing's 3 base hits. He doubled, he scored in the 2-run first inning. He singled in the 2-run eighth. Lugnuts won the ballgame 4-3. Then batting second of the order, the right fielder Henry Bolte. The third baseman Will Simpson bats third. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter, it's center fielder Brian Guelbas. He has been a highlight reel the last couple of days, and really the last couple of weeks. Another diving catch earlier in this series. The number 5 hitter is the man who wears number 4, shortstop Aribel Anales. The number 6 hitter is the man who wears number 7. Hey, get it together. It's second baseman Colby Halter. Then Cameron Masterman in left field, bat 7th. Heading 8th, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Right now, he is catching about 5 out of the 6 games of the series. There's C.J. Rodriguez as the Lugnuts' number 1 catcher, batting 8th in the order. And rounding things off today, the number 9 hitter is the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr., hitting .277 for the year out of the 9 hole. So Butler, Bolte, Simpson, Guelbas, Anales, Halter, Masterman, Rodriguez, and Bautista Jr. to support the right-hander out of the University of Miami, Jake Garland. Adam, your spotlight Lugnuts.
Let's go with one of the 2 25-year-olds on the roster, and I'm not talking about the leadoff man. I'm talking about the birthday boy from Sunday, Cameron Masterman. He didn't play yesterday, Jesse. Let's see if he's got the bat working today.
Are you down, 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 down?
Oh, I'm always down.
Let's go to the other side now, the Great Lakes Loons. Leading off, in left field, Dylan Campbell. His first start of the series in the number 1 spot. bat exactly in the order, the first baseman, the Loons' usual number one catcher, Thyron Lorenzo. Shortstop Noah Miller yesterday went 3-for-3. The Loons only collected 5 hits. He bats third. Batting fourth, cleanup hitters, the DH, Chris Newell. Jake Geloff at third base bats fifth. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Sam Mungelli. Then Junior Garcia in right field hits seventh. Batting eighth, catcher Nelson Quiros. And rounding off the order in center field, Jake Vogel, the man who wears number one, batting ninth. That's Campbell, Lorenzo, Miller, Newell, Geloff, Mungelli, Garcia, Quiros, and Vogel. Adam, who do you choose to spotlight?
Well, you know, I've always been down with the Burn Orange Club and the Texas Longhorns, so let's go with the man in the leadoff spot for the first time in this series, Dylan Campbell.
Yesterday we said gig 'em to Will Johnston. You say hook 'em.
Hook 'em.
Dylan Campbell here today.
Sorry, Will.
Just to get a little bit more into the pitching matchup, we mentioned how it's Jake Garland for Lansing, opposed by Maddox Bruns for the Great Lakes Loons. However, we understand this is a tandem sort of outing. Let's first look at the piggybacker for Lansing. How about Grant Judkins on the mound?
Well, for Grant, you're hoping that he can get off to a good start. From the piggyback tandem, for guys this year, it has been a flip between if they start and if they don't start. Now, the last time that he did start, he gave up a couple of runs. He didn't start, he gave up a couple of runs. But if you go back to that start against Lake County, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, did have 3 walks, but that was a high strikeout number. He had 4 strikeouts. Last performance, he did have 5 strikeouts against South Bend. So if he can rid some of the runs and he's getting a little bit more strikeouts, maybe that'll pay off tonight.
We don't know who the piggybacker is going to be for the Great Lakes Loons, unless, Adam, you've done some recon. It was scheduled to be Christian Romero, but
well,
Romero was used yesterday.
Jesse, I didn't know I needed to do recon, so I've got nothing for you. I did ghost recon.
All right. It's going to be an ear-to-the-ground situation. I wonder if they're going to bring in Edgardo Enriquez, who is the newest pitcher just added to the Loons roster. The word that we had heard yesterday was he was still struggling with his passport, though. They had promoted a pitcher earlier on in the series, so we shall see, because we do not expect Maddox Bruns to go very far. This game is likely going to be determined by the bullpens. Yesterday, the Lugnuts bullpen was better.
Yeah, it was. We've seen Lansing give up runs in the 7th and 8th and 9th innings, and it was often last week, unfortunately, it cost them a couple of games. So they did make it interesting yesterday in the 9th inning, but I tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit to Colton Johnson. He found a way to back up Will Johnston and his great performance. And he found a way out of that 9th inning. Even though he gave up a couple of walks and a base hit, he was able to leave the Loons stranded, and Lansing picked up the big win.
Let's look around the Midwest League now as we are approaching first pitch, set for 6:05. I think you and I have learned. If they say it's going to be a 6:05 first pitch, they are fashionably late here.
Yeah, 6:10 yesterday? Come on now.
5 minutes late. All right, so elsewhere in the Midwest League today, Dayton and Lake County have already been postponed due to rain in Lake County. They're going to make that up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Peoria and Beloit later on today. Wisconsin and Quad Cities. Cedar Rapids at South Bend. They are just about set to get things going. West Michigan and Fort Wayne. From West Michigan, from LMCU Ballpark. Yesterday, the Whitecaps blanked the Tin Caps. And so it's Fort Wayne with the worst record in the East Division at 10-19. 9 games back of the Great Lakes Loons, who are 19-10. The Tin Caps have lost their last 5 consecutive games. The Lake County Captains are in second behind Great Lakes, and things get interesting should the Lugnuts beat the Loons today. The Captains could find their way into first place with a doubleheader sweep tomorrow. They're only a game back at 18-11. They've won 5 in a row.
Captains are big fans of the Lansing Lugnuts this week.
Yes, they are. Also, they treat us well in general.
They sure do.
The Lake County, we like the Lake County Captains.
No mutiny from us. We're all buddies.
No. Willoughby is a lovely area. The Lansing Lugnuts are in a tie for third with West Michigan at 13-16, 6 games back of Great Lakes. Then Dayton at 12-17, 7 games out. And then Fort Wayne, the cellar dweller. Over in the West, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers have the exact same record as Great Lakes at 19-10. They've won their last 2 in a row. So now they've opened up a 1.5 game lead on the Beloit Skycar, who are 17-11. Beloit and Cedar Rapids had a game canceled earlier on. So they're one game shy this year. Quad Cities is 17-12, two games out. They've lost three in a row. Cedar Rapids, 16-12, two and a half back. South Bend, 11-18. And then the worst record in the Midwest League belongs to the Peoria Chiefs, whom the Lugnuts are going to be seeing in a couple of weeks in Lansing, Michigan. The Chiefs have lost seven in a row. They are 8-21. They are 5-7 at home. They are a disastrous 3-14 on the road.
Well, South Bend said the same thing last week, and they came in and played pretty good ball. So you just never know how teams will be playing when you see them.
You never do know. The Great Lakes Loons are taking the field right now. Let's take a little bit of a break. I'm going to shut down and restart the Latio broadcast just because we hear that the connection is not quite strong right now. Hopefully we'll reestablish things strong. We've got time before the national anthem on the first pitch from Dow Diamond. Finishing things off with a fastball. Not a fastball. Fire down to second by Kiros. Johnny Butler, Henry Bolte, Will Simpson coming up. Our home plate umpires, Brandon Schmidt. Our bases umpires, Glenn Meyerhofer. Game number 30 in the Lugnuts 28th season in the Midwest League. Adam is cold.
Sweet home Alabama, though.
57 degrees. 6:08 first pitch. Here it comes. And Johnny Butler takes a called strike at 93 miles an hour. Underway. Butler led off the game yesterday with a double. At 0-1 here from Bruns. Yanked outside. One ball, one strike. Fastball there at 95. Email the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The 1-1. It's bunted, pushed foul up the left side. Strike two. Find us on social media at Adam Jaksa, ADAMJAKSA. Give him a follow. Give him a compliment. I'm at Jay Goldstrass. Three straight fastballs from Bruns. His fourth pitch to Johnny Butler. Whacked up high in the air out to left center field. Campbell and Vogel converge. It's Vogel from center with the catch. And out number one.
You got to get the email out of the way early. If you guys want to tell us about your day, what's going on, what the happenings are on this Thursday.
I apologize early to Leanne Cook and Marsha Bullard in the Lugnuts Booster Club. There were no fun adventures today. Today was a work day.
Boo.
There's no exploring the 72 parks of Midland, Michigan. There's Henry Bolte, the wind and the pitch. In there, called strike, inside corner with the off speed. Nobody on, one out, no score. Lefty offers to righty. Bolte swings and misses. Bruns again pulling the string. Nothing in two. I'd like to say hello to Bobby Strauss checking in as well. Bobby saying on his ninth wrestling anniversary. Congratulations. 0-2. Bolte fights it foul back into the netting. All the fastballs to Butler. All the off-speed to Bolte. Henry's batting average has sunk down to 219. Did draw another walk yesterday, though. His 16. 14 walks in 15 games. 0-2. Ground ball squib down toward third. Difficult play. Gallop. Scoops. Transfers. Fires. He's safe at first. Bolte is on. Infield single for the speedy Henry Bolte. went flashing up the line. And that, to my mind, Adam, the more that Henry can put the ball in play, because strikeouts have been a difficulty. 48 Ks in his first 27 games. Here he gets down two strikes. Sends that baseball down the third base side and then just goes darting up the line with the helmet threatening to fall the whole way. Will Simpson. Balti takes off. First pitch up and away. Throw down to second base. The tag. It's in time. Oh, goodness. The shortstop, Miller, applied the tag. Henry Balti was already past him. Balti was stretching that upper body into second base. We've got the replay here. Henry got tagged out maybe on the rear end or the legs with his upper body already into the bag. The base umpire, Meyerhofer, called him out. Two outs, nobody on. And one ball pitch to Will Simpson. Up high, ball two.
What is going on this year with all of these calls going against the Lugnuts in what we're looking at naked eye that looks like they are clearly safe on these stolen base attempts? Very peculiar.
Maddox runs throws. Simpson takes a called strike at the letters, 2-1. I asked Ruben Escalera, how do you keep running if you're running yourself into outs, even if you know you're getting good jumps and you should be called safe? I said, that's just what we have to keep on doing. Simpson swings and misses. 2-2, high heat. That whole idea that just because the umpires are calling it poorly should not stop you from developing base-stealing threats for the upper levels. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The 2-2 pitch. Simpson goes down swinging. Fastball by him at 94. Side retired. First strikeout for Bruns. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing doesn't score. Great Lakes is coming up against Jake Garland.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Garland is going through his warm-ups, but the Lugnuts coaching staff has seen something. Pitching coach Don Schulte, manager Craig Conklin, the athletic trainer Noah Huff, and let's see, just checking in. Noah, the athletic trainer, is now talking to the home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. Wrist guard. Checking in. And Noah is talking to the home plate umpire right now all about this with Jake. Or I should say about Jake with the home plate umpire, Brandon Schmidt. Go ahead, Adam.
No, I was just going to say, I'm guessing he's explaining why he's wearing it?
Yes, why he needs it. This is a health thing. You know, not that I want to see this, but I've never seen an athletic trainer get thrown out of a game.
Oh, it was a very civilized conversation. I don't think he was going to get
stopped. No, but can you imagine if
just sparked your
an
thought?
Umpire said, hey, you can't have this medical equipment that this player sorely needs. And I was saying, you can't tell me what medical equipment my player sorely needs.
Boy, that'd get us going 10 minutes into the game. That'd be kind of funny.
Cold outside, hot in the booth. Jake Garland's first pitch called a strike to Dylan Campbell. Campbell followed by the back-to-back switch hitters, Lorenzo and Miller. This is Roddy Roddy, the wind of the pitch. Fastball snaps inside. Ball and a strike. 90 miles an hour on that heater. Jake Garland works quick. He's ready. He rocks. He offers. Campbell hits a high fly, twisting out to right. There's Henry Bolte to his left down the line, picks up speed. He runs it down, and then he runs into the wall. And I don't mean the outfield fence that separates fair ball from home run. I mean the wall that separates fair from foul. But Bolte chased it the whole way with the wind giving him trouble. And Campbell is retired.
Well, that's got to feel good mentally. Not going to feel good physically for Henry Bolte. But remember, Jesse had a couple tough ones out there yesterday. One that he should have had that swirled in the wind, but he makes that one there.
Garland starts things off. Ball one to Thyro Lorenzo. It was not a bad pitch. He didn't get the call. Tries again. And Lorenzo chops to second. Halter waits back, grabs the hop, fires to first. Out number two. And this, Adam, is what we've been seeing from Jake Garland.
Just easy outs. Nothing crazy. He doesn't have amazing strikeout numbers. He gets them when he gets them, but he's executing his pitches. He's going through lineups, and he's not giving up runs. Love to see it.
Noah Miller now. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Pitch on its way. Breaking inside, ball one with a curve. Miller's 3-for-3 yesterday. Raised his batting average to .257. The 1-0 missed low. Two balls and no strikes. That was a Garland fastball. He mixes Jake Garland. Keeps a batter off balance. He's fallen behind Miller. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. And he bounced it in. He grounded it. 3-0.
What you love about Jake Garland, because he throws stuff so low, he does not give up many home runs. He's yet to give one up this year. And he only gave up 6 all of last year.
I love all sorts of other things about him, too. The 3-0. Missed outside, ball 4. That's a 2-out base runner for Great Lakes. The base on balls.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't limit it to one thing, eh?
Yeah. I like his bluntness and forthrightness. He's a very good person to ask any question. You can learn a lot from him.
He is the only starting pitcher that I've ever been around that is openly willing to talk on the day of his start.
The first time you ever talked to him was on a day that he was starting in South Bend.
In-depth start. Or in-depth conversation.
We talked for like an hour, right? Here's Chris Newell, who takes ball one outside.
We talked to him today. He popped up just top step of the dugout, came and kind of surveyed things.
Well, you threw your trivia question at him. I loved it. Scoreless, Miller at first base, 2 outs. Newell batting left. The righty offers. Garland missed outside. That's now 6 consecutive pitches that have missed the zone. And Jake Garland coming into this start, he'd walked 3 batters out of 69 faced this year. 13 strikeouts.
He's missing arm side a lot here in these last 2 batters.
Newell swings and misses. After 6 straight of missed, he misses the 88-mile-an-hour pitch away. 2-1. Shortstop Anales to his left up the middle. Third baseman Simpson way off the bag. Shortstop hole, medium depth. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. Rear and back, firing the fastball by him away. And the outfield for the Lugnuts, Masterman in left, Guelbas in center, Bolte in right. Simpson, Anales, Halter, Batista Jr. around the diamond. Catcher Rodriguez working in the battery with Garland as Jake looks for a scoreless first inning. Short lead for the moment from Miller at first. He spins, he throws over. Nonetheless, Noah Miller back in standing. Miller has not tried to steal this year.
I don't know, he looked out to me.
Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Newell takes high. Ball 3. I remember the very first time that monitors were placed in a broadcast booth in the Midwest League. I remember it being in Fort Wayne, and we had instant replay, and it was such a bad idea for the umpires. And I just started to see things that before I would say, it happens. Runner moves the pitch in high in the air out to right. This ball has hit a ton. Fair or foul? It's fair. It's gone. for the second time in three games, Chris Newell hits a two-run homer. This one travels 414 feet, his eighth round tripper of the year. And the Loons lead 2-0 in the first.
Yeah, I was going to say something. I didn't understand the approach there. You got the leading home run hitter in the Midwest League, and there was a lot of pitches up there. It's the same way the Loons got their lone two runs on Tuesday. Miller got on, Newell smacked a home run, and that was enough for him, and everything was staying up for a guy that likes to throw it down in the zone. There's the first one he's given up this year.
Garland to Jake Geloff. That's low, ball one. Game number three for Geloff here on the MWL. He takes a ball outside. 2-0. Well, we always say to beat the Loons, you keep them in the park. And that changes. We'll see what happens from here. 2-0 pitch. Geloff bounces foul left side. Strike one.
I mean, if you're doing your scouting, there's two guys that have done anything in this series for the Loons. Two. It's Noah Miller and Chris Newell. Nobody else is doing anything.
A walk to Miller, a homer by Newell. The pitch to Geloff. Outside for ball three. Campbell fouled to right. Lorenzo grounded to second. Then the four-pitch walk to Miller. Here's a ground ball on the left side. It's grabbed by Anales. Plants, throws. Geloff is out. The inning is over. But Chris Newell takes Jake Garland 414 feet out to right. And the Great Lakes Loons take a 2-0 lead to the second inning from Midland.
I want you to imagine for a moment. You're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The A's are off today, but the High A's, the High A affiliate for the Oakland A's in action. Lugnuts down 2-0 to the L.A. Dodgers High A club, the Great Lakes Loons. The top of the second inning, we'll see Guelbas, Amelis, and Halter, 4, 5, and 6, coming up against Southpaw Maddox Bruns. Here's Brian Guelbas, heading 213 through 28 games with four team-leading home runs. Lefty to righty. A step back, the leg kick, on the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Right by him at 93 up. It is a deliberate windup for Bruns, who has worked very hard on his mechanics, trying to make sure that everything is consistent. He kicks and throws very high. One ball, one strike. Go back 3 years ago, the Alabama High School Pitcher of the Year. He deals. At the knees for a called strike. Good off speed. 1-2 on Guelbas. And Maddox Bruns drafted in the first round that summer by the Dodgers. Let's fly the 1-2. Guelbas goes down swinging. That's a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, middle. And he picks up his second strikeout. Just took Brian off guard. It was by him before he could pull that bat around. With one away, a rebuild on the list. Lansing down 2-0. Again, lefty to righty. Full windup. The pitch. Bunt shown. Pushed down toward the first baseman, Lorenzo, who cannot grab cleanly as Anale speeds right through and overruns first base. Bunt single, Eribio Angeles. He forced Tyrone Lorenzo to have to field that ball and then try to make a play. And that was not going to happen for the regular catcher.
It's a great bunt. Perfectly placed halfway down the line. You take it out of Brun's hands. You force Lorenzo to come down and get it. And then there's nobody at first base.
Runs can be tough to run on. Two runners have tried. One caught entering. Bolte caught stealing the first inning. There's a swing and a pop foul out of play left side. Strike one for Colby Halter. Should I put, like, quotation marks or an asterisk on that?
Put the asterisk on there. Okay. Caught asterisk.
Colby Halter, the Lugnuts second baseman, batting sixth. Colby has drawn a walk in each of the first two games of this series. Lefty, lefty. A throw over by Bruns. Anales back in standing. Well, the first baseman, Lorenzo, blows a big bubble of bubble gum. All that while he caught it, checked, gave it right back. Anales continues to edge away from first base. Strike one pitch for Halter. Throw it away.
We know Anales is probably messing with him a little bit over there. That's just his M.O., you know?
Yes.
Chatty Cathy there on the base paths.
Sliding mid on the left hand for Eribio, sidling toward second. Runs, looks. Here goes. The pitch taken outside. Called a strike. Throw down. Not caught by Miller. So Anales this time clearly safe. Steal number six for Eribio in a scoring position. One ball and two strikes and Halter.
Well, there you go. I like the aggression from Craig Conklin. He's going to keep sending them. As you mentioned, you talked with Ruben Escalera. We just got to keep going and try and get there. And this one pays off, and you got a runner in scoring position.
Run steps off the rubber. I wonder what would have happened if Noah Miller had caught that throw from Quiroz.
That one was a better throw from Quiroz, and there's a better chance that they get him because that's at the bag, not in front of it, where the ball was to Bolte.
Miller just didn't catch it. 1-2 pitch from Bruns. Halter chops it right side. Takes a room service hop from Mangelli coming in. Guides it over to first for the out. Anales takes third. Two down. Now Cameron Masterman. Masterman played in the series opener and was 1-for-3 with a sharp single. He did not play yesterday. Right-handed batter waits. The southpaw winds and throws. Down and in. Ball one.
Well, he's got to be juiced up after the elevator music to bring him up to the plate.
Lansing is down 2-0. First run potentially for the Nuts, 90 feet away. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Masterman swings and misses. I mean, how many swings and misses have we seen already from the Bruns fastball?
Fastball, curve, and the slider. His three best graded pitches by MLB Pipeline. That fastball looks good.
Exploding past these guys. He deals. Buried it down and in. Hero slid to his left. Don't want a wild pitch if you're great legs. Hey, Rebel Anales will waltz in and crack you up while doing so. 2-1. Hitter's pitch here for Masterman. Pop foul, back and out of play. Strike two. I really do think that if there was fewer than two outs, Hey, Rebel Anales would consider a mad dash. Maddox runs entirely avoiding him. Left-hander, so his back is to the runner. Going out of the full slow windup. The curveball waved at and missed. Masterman strikes out and the side retired. Anales left at third. One nav complete. Loons 2, Lugnuts nothing from Dow Diamond.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Dude Nothing Loons going to the bottom of the second inning. 6-7-8, Mangeli, Garcia, and Quiroz. Against the right-hander, Jake Garland. Chris Newell's two-run homer, supplying the game's runs to this point. Righty-righty, Garland throws. Sam Mangeli takes a called strike in the outside corner. Mangeli, the Loons' second baseman, hitting sixth. He waits. Here it is. Driven foul right side. Now the count nothing and two. Mangeli's batting 233 through 23 games. Garland with the glove up covering his face. Offers. Punched on the ground on the right side. Into the waiting glove of Halter ranging left. Those to first for out number one. That is the third weak out on the ground against Garland so far and four outs recorded. It goes to work now against Junior Garcia. Jake Garland out of Jupiter, Florida. Four-year starter on the Jupiter Warriors. Misses outside ball one to Junior Garcia. Right-handed hitting, right fielder batting seven. Here's the pitch. That's dribbled foul to the left. Ball on a strike. 2-0 Loons in the bottom of the second. So the native of Jupiter, two-time FHSAA All-State, deals. On the curveball, chopped down to first, grabbed by Bautista Jr. On her hands, two Garland to the bag. It's another ground out. At two down. So you see how it goes when it's going right. Jake went from Jupiter to Coral Gables, University of Miami. Freshman year, unfortunately, was 2020, the pandemic-shortened season. Garland wants and throws. Nelson Quiroz chops right of Halter. He heads over, picks it up, plants, fires to first. 4-3, 3-1, 4-3 in the bottom of the second. Easy as 1-2-3 off the former Hurricane. And we're going to the third inning. It's the Loons 2, the Lugnuts nothing. Adam Jaxa will have the call when we return.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
hello there from Midland, Michigan on this Thursday, May 9th, 2024. It's 2-0. The Loons lead the Lugnuts. Top of the third coming up here. See if C.J. Rodriguez, Danny Bautista Jr., and Johnny Butler could perhaps change that against the lefty Maddox Bruns. Lefty-righty pitch. It's too tall for the right-hander, C.J. Rodriguez. Number 21 starting catcher tonight for the Nuts. 5'10", 190-pounder. Gray pants, black jersey, black batting helmet. The pitch. Inside corner, breaking ball, strike one. Saw a lot of fastball in the first couple of innings, and then we saw the curveball, strikeout pitch to get Masterman. Third strikeout for Bruns. The pitch. Fastball whacked up in the air, right field. Garcia is going back. Now he's going towards the line, and in foul territory, makes the catch once. And he makes the catch twice, catching his cap. There is just one out on the double catch.
That was remarkable. The wind really played with the baseball there. And so as he caught it, his glove knocked his cap right off his head.
One more catch, Jesse, would have had a hat trick.
Yes.
Danny Bautista Jr., the pitch. That's down low, ball one, 2-0, Loons leading top three.
I mean, there was the trick with the hat.
Right, but you know it's not a true hat trick, but a tip of the cap to Junior Garcia on that grab, both of them. The pitch, swing and a miss from Bautista, one ball, one strike. So if you're following Danny Bautista Jr. in this series, he batted in the 9-hole in game one, went 0-for-3, bumped up to the 5-hole yesterday, had a sac fly. Pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. He is back down to the 9-hole today. Danny doesn't have a hit in this series. He's got 3 strikeouts. Sacrifice fly being his only productive at-bat so far. He's trying to get something going. Lefty-righty matchup here. Bautista waits in the back of the box. Bruns throws. On the ground, hit right back. Somehow missed Bruns. Mongelli has it behind second, and he throws to first. It's in time. Bruns just got slim enough there to slide out of the way, and that one went right behind him. Mongelli just had to go to about a half to a step to his right for the second out. So 9 through the order one time, just 2 hits for the Nuts. Here comes Johnny Butler back up for his second time. The pitch, that's into the dirt, outside, ball one. Butler one of just 2 lefties for the Nuts. Colby Halter, the other. And those 2 lefties have been the exclusive leadoff hitters in 2024. It's an exclusive club. 1-0 pitch. That's a check swing tapper, third base side. How do you get in the club, Jesse? You bat left-handed. That's it.
Craig Conklin.
Lefty?
I'm trying to think about who are the other lefties. Conk is.
1-1, swing and a miss. Did get a tip there into the mitt, though, of Nelson Quiros. 1-2.
I believe that Ruben Escalera is a lefty. Yes.
Not Kuz, though, right?
No, right-hander.
1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him with the fastball. 93 on the gun, and the Lugnuts go quiet. 1-2-3 with the 8-9 hitters. In the third, we'll take you to the bottom half. 2-0, Loons leading.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 complete as it's an hour earlier start here in the month of May for the Great Lakes Loons. 6:05, the listed start time, usually just a few minutes after, like tonight. We started at 6:08. Right now, the Loons with two up on the board. Lansing with none. Jake Garland going to try and keep it that score as he faces Jake Vogel, Dylan Campbell, Tyrone Lorenzo here in this third inning. The pitch home. Slides in there. Strike one to the nine-hitter, Jake Vogel. Righty batting just over the Mendoza line. 3 home runs, 9 knocked in. The pitch. That's in there. Belt high, inner corner. OBP there for Vogel. Sits at 3:01. Time called for Vogel. Where's number one? The 5'11", 180-pound, 22-year-old. Newport Beach, California native, third-round pick in 2020. Garland holds the glove in front of his face, diagonally standing. Turns and throws. Slider way outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Garland gave up the 2-run homer to Chris Newell, the Midwest League leader, with 8. He had one in the series opener on Tuesday afternoon. Pitch home. Swing and a tapper off the plate that goes back foul. Garland 6'5", 260, 23-year-old that, as Jesse has mentioned, is out of Jupiter, Florida. Was the 17th round selection a couple of years ago. Out of the U. University of Miami. Go Canes. 1-2 pitch. This is a bouncing ball towards short. Angeles has it. Eat him up. He knocks it down. Has no throw to first base. You can see that one might be one that causes issues for A. Aribil Angeles. It was skipping in hot towards him. And it took a wicked bounce up at the last moment. And they're going to go base hit. No, they're not. They're going to go air. Well, how would you like that, Jesse? Dylan Campbell steps in.
I think that's the right scoring decision.
Pitch home. Down low, ball one.
Right, it feels bad. It's one of those things where, as a fielder, it's a difficult hop to handle, and yet it is a grounder right at the shortstop, and so you'd like a rebel to grab it cleanly. Knocked it down, just couldn't recover.
The pitch. It's a line drive. Angeles catches, throws back to first. Bautista's got it. It's a double play. He had to stretch up the first baseline, but it was just in before the slide from Vogel, and Angeles redeems himself with an atom ball and a double play.
Baseball gods, Adam.
Well, the other gods as well. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. By the way, I agreed with you. I think that's an error. I just talked him before the game. Angeles. He stops everything, Jesse says. The pitch. That's outside.
I mean,
one ball, one strike.
He's dependable. He very rarely commits errors. That's only his second error all year.
He's been great. Pitch home. That's outside. 2 balls and a strike to Tyrone Lorenzo. 2-0, Loons lead. We're in the bottom of the third. There's no such thing as a jinx. It's just ironic we were talking about it. The pitch, down low, 3 balls and a strike. A broadcaster's jinx, that is.
Jake Vogel appeared to be stuck in the dirt, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had time to get back to first.
The pitch, that's down low, and it's a walk. So second walk there from Jake Garland. It's a 4-pitch walk to Noah Miller in that first inning, and then a home run followed. This a 5-pitch walk after a strike first to Tyrone Lorenzo. Now here comes Noah Miller. These are the two batters that have really hurt the Lugnuts. Noah Miller and Chris Newell waiting on deck. 2-0 Loons. Pitch home. Righty smashes it out to right field for a base hit. Kind of a lofted liner, turning second. Lorenzo's heading to third, and now he's caught. Angeles, the relay, throw to third. It's in time. The tag applied by Simpson. What happened to Lorenzo? He was indecisive, kind of stumbled, got caught in no man's land, and just decided to go to third, and the Lugnuts take advantage of the base-running blunder. So we are off to the fourth. 2-0, Loons lead.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang.
Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts catch a break in the bottom of the third inning on a base-running mistake from Tyrone Lorenzo. And Lansing leads 2-0 when runners were looking like they were going to be on first and second with two outs. Lorenzo kind of tripped, got out at third. Here comes Henry Bolte to lead off the fourth. Maddox Bruns throws. It's down low, ball one. Can Lansing get something going offensively? They had a hit in the first, a bunt single in the second. Bolte had that first hit. The pitch, that's inside, ball two. Both hits have not left the infield. Bolte, kind of a swinging bunt single, a chopping, slowly hit ball down to third that he beat out. Again, the other was an Angeles bunt. 2-0 pitch. That's popped back out of play. Strike one. Not great contact so far against Maddox Bruns. He's been great. Four strikeouts. Mixing his four pitches. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Two balls, two strikes with the changeup there. Fastball, curve, slider, and the changeup. Lefty comes home. Breaking ball is hammered up into the gray clouds. Vogel is under it, and center now coming in as the wind brings it back. Some makes the catch. A good swing from Bolte, but just a touch too far under the baseball.
We were watching him take batting practice together, and his power is so easy. Effortless.
You think right field, that's where we saw him getting some home runs. Here is Will Simpson. The lefty Bruns throws to the righty. Swing and a miss. Were you a Simpsons guy?
No, I was banned. My dad laid down the law in the household that the family, nobody could watch The Simpsons.
Oh, banned.
Banned.
The pitch.
B-A-N-N-E-D.
The breaking ball is taken for strike two. 2-0, Loons leading top four. No balls, two strikes on Will Simpson. Swing and a miss right through the fastball. His second strikeout. Two down. I could have swore you said banned, as in if the Simpsons were on, you just went and practiced the instrument. B-A-N-D.
Band and banned do get pronounced the same.
I was very confused, but that makes more sense. Okay, here comes Brian Guelbas. The pitch home. Up high and outside. With the changeup, ball one.
Homophones.
Yes.
Yeah, so I had to wait until I went off to college to watch The Simpsons.
So you did watch it?
Yes.
1-0. That skips down low. Two balls, no strikes.
Rebel.
Look at you. The rule follower himself, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, disobeying mom and dad. 2-0 Loons lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs, base is clear. The pitch home. That's up high, a little bit outside. Three balls, no strikes. Welbaugh struck out in his first at-bat. Five strikeouts for Bruns. Again, Lansing just not getting any hard contact against the lefty. He's been great. Steps back, steps up, throws home. And he misses up high. A four-pitch walk, the first he's issued tonight. This is the thing with Bruns that he's continuing to work on. It has been the walks over his professional career. It's the one thing that has been his improvement needed spot, has been his command at times. You see it there, just a moment where he's going really well, but four pitches missed the zone. Spent time last year with Rancho Cucamonga and Great Lakes. Great Lakes for most of the season with 20 starts. Pitch home. Arribio Angeles takes the breaking ball inside corner. Strike one. With the Loons last year, Maddox Bruns 20 starts, 76 innings pitched, 54 walks, but 93 strikeouts. That walk he just issued was his fifth this year in his third outing. Go back to first to check on Brian Buelbas. You go back to 2021. 2022, rather, his first full season, 21 starts, 45 walks, 67 strikeouts. That in 44 innings of work. Here goes Buelbas. The pitch is rocketed through the left side of the infield into center field. It's a base hit around second. Buelbas speeds to third. Little hit and run action. Angeles clocked it, and they're at the corners with two outs.
You know a ball is tattooed when Sam Mangelli is standing at second base, and that ball is set up the middle, and it's too hard for him to handle.
And Angeles has been hitting with solid contact to start the first month of the season. Now the question, can Lansing get a two-out hit from Colby Holter, who has struggled to get hits this year? He's had good plate appearances. He's been taking walks. Before that, we get a mound visit, though.
I mean, Midland just lost its shortstop, Jacob Wilson, a promotion to AAA. They've got guys to fill in there, but I'm just saying, Adam, it seems to me, Arribio Angeles hitting the way that he's been hitting, he is angling for a promotion sooner rather than later.
He certainly is. And he's spent a few years here in Lansing, so he's due to be that next guy that jumps up there. Colby Holter, by the way, 25 hits in his 106 at-bats this year. He has knocked in 10. Runners at the corners, two outs. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch, that's low and outside, and it sprays down the third base side. Quiros covers quickly. 2-0 Loons lead. A chance here for Lansing potentially to get one back. Will they try a potential double steal? They executed that yesterday. Henry Bolte stole home. 1-0. That skips down in the dirt in front of the plate. Again, Quiros has to rise to his feet. Two balls, no strikes.
You want a quick hot take?
Oh, I love your hot takes.
34 hits right now leads the Midwest League. I think that Arribio Angeles gets to 34 hits before this series comes to an end. He is now at 28 with his two hits today.
2-0 pitch. That's popped back, out of play. Quiros tried to chase, but it's 2-1. Bold statement from you. I like it. Confidence with that take, too.
I think he began the season 3-for-31. When he gets hits, he gets them by 3-4 in a game. I mean, it's a Thursday. He still has Friday, Saturday, Sunday to go. I say watch out.
Two hits today. One by a bunt. There he goes to second. Throw is outside. The fake throw to second doesn't happen, and Angeles has got his second steal. So the Loons didn't want to throw down after Angeles got a great jump, and they knew, I'm sure, after yesterday that Buelbas was thinking about speeding home. So a base hit now here could lead to two runs. Brian Buelbas comes screaming down the third baseline. Halfway, he goes back. It's a 3-1 count to Holter. Outside, ball four. So two walks in this fourth inning. All of a sudden for Maddox Bruns, and here comes Cameron Masterman in a massive spot with the bases loaded and two outs. And here is your ticket back into this game if you're Lansing. We say back into this game because their offense has struggled so much. Three hits yesterday, just two hits before, so there haven't been a ton of chances. Here's one here. The pitch home. Masterman swings through a breaking ball in on the hands and low. Strike one.
And that was how Brunton struck him out the first time, with the breaking stuff.
Got him with that breaking ball that Masterman swung on and missed. Pitch home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Back to back as he works backwards. Does he go now to the fastball, or does he go right back to the breaking ball that Masterman has not been able to make contact with?
So my thinking is, if he's going to give Kim a fastball, it's going to be up high. It's going to be above the zone.
Second and third, 2 outs. Lugnuts down 2-0, top four. Can Masterman deliver? Open stance from the right, runs, rocks, backs, kicks, throws. And it's a fastball in on the hands that's shot back.
Pitch was off the zone. It was not a strike, and yet still think that was a bit of a mistake from Bruns. The changeup's been great. The curve, the slider, the changeup. If you're Cam Masterman, you are just protecting the plate to the best of your ability.
I think we all know what's coming here. Fastball to change the speeds. Back to the breaking ball. Here's the 0-2 pitch. No, it's a fastball, and it's shot down the right field side.
That is such a mistake from Maddox Bruns. Cam Masterman couldn't make him pay.
That's the issue right now with the Nuts. When they are getting mistakes, they are not barreling these. I mean, that's right down the middle of the plate, just above the knees. Masterman can't take advantage. Two fastballs in a row. What do we get here? All the options up 0-2. Time is called.
So the breaking ball has been effective in on the hands, but I wouldn't be surprised if he went straight changeup.
Breaking ball's been good over the plate, too. That's how he struck him out in the first at bat. The pitch goes up high. He does go to that changeup.
That changeup is probably his fourth best pitch.
Behind the fastball, the curve, and the slider. We haven't seen much of that slider. Bases loaded here for the Nuts with 2 outs. The pitch home. Breaking ball misses way up high. And here comes Masterman back into this count. It's 2-2.
Just not on top of the curve. Those last two pitches, those aren't close enough to tempt him.
I'm honestly surprised that it took him so long to go back to the curve. Threw a couple of fastballs and a changeup before he went back to it. Okay, the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Another strikeout, number 6 for the Nuts, and they leave them loaded in the fourth. Loons shutting out the Lugs 2-0 as we head to the last of the fourth in Midland.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the UN Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth, we move at Dow Diamonds. 2-0 Loons leading your Lugnuts. Chris Newell coming to the plate. A man responsible. The pitch, that's outside. 1 ball, no strikes. He homered, and he didn't miss it. He clobbered it to right field for his league-leading 8th of the season. The pitch, outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Right now, Jake Garland being extra careful with him. He got behind 2-0 the first time that he came up. The pitch. Way outside. 3 balls, no strikes. So Jake Garland paying the respect to Chris Newell right now. Next pitch. That's down low, ball four, and it's a third walk given up by Jake Garland. Leadoff man is on. Chris Newell, a dangerous hitter, home run and now a walk. And now here comes Jake Geloff. Two to nothing, Loons lead. Geloff grounded to short in his first at-bat. Lugnuts would love a double play. Pitch home. This is popped up. Shallow center field. Angeles out there. Halter calls him off to the right of second. Sidesteps to his left on the fringe of the grass. And a weak contact first down. What do you say we do some trivia here, Jesse?
I think that's a fine idea.
All right. Well, you mentioned it. We talked to Jake Garland. Kind of gave away the trivia question to him without telling him. But he is out of which university?
The U.
The University. That's right. The University of Miami. Go Canes. Sam Mangeli in. First pitch. Up high, a little bit inside. Ball one. So your trivia question is based off the starting pitcher out of the Canes. University of Miami, Jake Garland, who was the last Miami Hurricane to pitch and get to the big leagues. Pitch. There's a bouncing ball. That is foul. He was in the box, though. That was close. Angeli had started taking off. That ball just made contact with him in the box. Otherwise, he would have been out. Who's the most recent Miami pitcher to get to the big leagues? Would you like another hint? He pitched today. Who is it?
You know, that really does narrow things down because a lot of teams are off today.
Yeah, I'm here for the people, Jesse. I'm trying to help them out. Not like they need it. The pitch, runner takes off for second. It's a breaking ball. Rodriguez throws down from his knees. It's in time. Tag applied by Halter, and C.J. Rodriguez has to feel good about that one. The Lugnuts have struggled this year to catch runners stealing, but Rodriguez on a breaking ball, albeit from his knees, threw a strike to Colby Halter, and the bases are clear. Newell is gone, and there are two outs.
I think that Newell was just about as out as Bolte was in the first inning.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Yeah. Yeah, I concur.
And the umpire's word is final.
2-2. Swing and a miss. And that is final in the fourth. A strikeout for Garland, his first. After a walk, he gets a weak pop and a caught stealing for C.J. Rodriguez. Give us those trivia responses. We'll answer in the seventh at Jay Goldstress. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. The email. Speaking of him, he'll be up in the fifth. Take it away, Jesse, when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yeah.
There's a new man on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons as we open up the fifth inning. Brandon Meek, the 6-1 lefty out of New York. He deals to C.J. Rodriguez. Loons leading the Lugnuts 2-0. We open up the fifth, and C.J. swings and misses. Strike one. Rodriguez, Batista Jr., and Butler here, 8-9-1 in the order, against the new southpaw. The kick and the toss. Fouled away right side. Fastball at 90 miles an hour from Neek. N-E-E-C-K, Brandon Meek. Ninth router 2 years ago out of Virginia. One of three Virginia Cavaliers on this Great Lakes Loons team. Third baseman Jake Geloff. And also the DH, Chris Newell. The pitch, C.J. takes a ball, down it in. C.J. Rodriguez out of Newport Beach, California. The fifth round selection of the A's 3 years ago from Vanderbilt. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Rodriguez grounds, left side, shortstop Miller picks it up, fires to first, out number one. It was a frozen rope from Noah Miller. I now bring up Danny Batista Jr. Maddox runs the Great Lakes Loons starter. Four scoreless innings. He struck out six, getting Will Simpson and Cameron Masterman twice apiece. Lefty to righty, the pitch from Neek. Inside, ball one to Batista Jr. Danny is 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Mangelli. Maddox runs three hits allowed. He walked two. Foul up and away off the right side. Ball and a strike on Danny. One out, base is clear on the top of the fifth inning. A two-run homer for Chris Newell in the bottom of the first. The game's only runs. Great Lakes ahead. Here's the pitch. Around the outside corner. The breaking ball. And two balls and a strike is the count. Danny Batista Jr. yesterday supplied a sacrifice fly, helping the Lugnuts win by one. The pitch. He fouls this pitch away off the right. 2-2. Brandon Meek so far this year, 1-1 his record. A 4.85 ERA. This is his 10th relief appearance. He ties teammate Kelvin Ramirez for the most on the Loons. Here's 2-2. Batista Jr. pops it foul, back of home plate, and out of play. Catch Kiro's watch, but that ball's on the rooftop. Is it going to come down? Here it is. Bouncing in the crowd. It was not eaten by the gutter monster, and there was a youngster who was trying to play the carom. Two balls and two strikes. Neek deals. That's foul down the right side. There it sails up. And away down the right. Out of the ballpark entirely. Over Louie's lookout. Louie Loon is the mascot here. Let's try the 2-2 again. And Danny grounds it up the middle right to second baseman Mangelli. He throws to first. On the stretch of the bag by Lorenzo. Danny Batista Jr. is 0-for-2 with two groundouts to Mangelli at second. And with two outs and nobody on, Brandon Meek will take on the leadoff man, Johnny Butler. Loons 2, Lugnuts nothing. Butler is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. He takes a called strike on the outside corner. Clouds above have made the sky not only thickly overcast, but low. Lefty to lefty. Butler lines it right center field. There's green grass out there. Down for a base hit. Hopping all the way to the wall. Johnny digs around for second base, and he's not stopping. He's going for three. Relay throw. One hops in. Late. It's a triple for Johnny Butler. He dove in head first with his first triple of the year. This half inning was just cruising right along for Neek. And now he's in a spot of danger. Henry Bolte is coming up. A lefty deals to the right-handed batter. 2-0 Loons. First pitch. Ground ball shot into left field. Base hit. Butler scores. picked up by Campbell. He fires it forward. Henry Bolte has the RBI single. And the Lugnuts are on the board, down 2-1 in the fifth. Back-to-back pitches. Butler triples to right center. Bolte singles to left. Two-hit game, Henry Bolte. Do you know that he had been 1-for-22 this month before today? He's 2-for-3 today. And now Will Simpson. But first to pick off the row, Bolte dives back in safely. They know that Henry would love to steal second, move his way into scoring position where Will could drive him in and tie the score. Now Simpson went 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against the starter Bruns, facing the reliever. Bolte flinching. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch, breaking ball. Will looks out of sorts right now. He is hitless so far in this series. Here it comes. Nope. Pick off, though, instead. Bolte back in. Okay. Let's see if Henry runs now. Will Simpson, 0-for-8. Four strikeouts against the Loons this week. Does Bolte run? Long hold, not running. And Simpson takes a called strike two. The curveball hooked in. Back-to-back hooks from Meek to Simpson, who all this year has been the Lugnuts' best hitter. Bolte runs. Simpson smacks a base hit in the right field. He turned around the fastball. Meanwhile, Henry Bolte slid into second, had no clue where the ball was. He just stands up and brushes himself off as the throw comes in from Garcia. So a single by Simpson, like ideally for Bolte to recognize, and then keep on running all the way to third base. Brandon Eek went curve, strike one, curve, strike two. And on the 0-2, that was intended to be a high fastball, and he just didn't get it high enough. And Will Simpson has his first hit of the series. First and second, two outs at a mound conference. Pitching coach David Anderson on the hill. Ryan Buelbas is coming up. Neek retired Rodriguez and Batista Jr. Ground out to short, ground out to second. But it's gone triple, single, single from the top three batters in the order. Down 2-1 with the tying run at second and the go-ahead run at first. And both run well. Here's the powerful Buelbas. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk today. Lefty deals to righty. The pitch. Up and away with a hook. Ball one. And the second baseman, Mongelli, is trying to keep Bolte close at second. The set, the kick, the pitch. Up and away again. Fastball missing. 2-0. In general, because the Neek fastball is 90 miles an hour, he really depends on his hook. On the 2-0. Here it comes, and it's called a strike. A fastball right in there. 2-1 to Buelbas, who appeared to be taking all the way. There is action in the Great Lakes Loons bullpen. Simpson at first, Bolte at second, down by a run with two outs in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Buelbas laces it out to right center field. Vogel's on the run. That ball is off the top of the wall, still in play. Bolte scores. Simpson windmilled around. Relay throw is late. He scores standing. Ball gets away from the catcher, Quiroz. Around a third base, Buelbas. He rounds the bag, gives a look. Great Lakes covers the plate, and he heads right back to the bag. The Lugnuts have taken the lead. A two-run double officially for Brian Buelbas. And then the third when the ball got away. 3-2 Lugnuts in the fifth.
Can we talk about that? That's a home run. That's over the yellow line. That's off the railing. That's a home run.
And here comes the hitting coach, Kevin Kuzmanoff, out for a conversation with the home plate umpire, Brandon Schmidt.
It's not close. It's a home run. Absolutely he should be out there. This should be a home run.
And Manager Craig Conklin is going over to talk with the bases umpire Glenn Meyerhofer, whom both teams have had their disputes with so far.
The ball goes over the yellow line and kicks off the railing and comes back into play. There is no question this is a home run.
All it has to do is hit the green railing above the yellow line. Immediate dinger. Craig Conklin side by side with Meyerhofer right now as the two of them rehash their memories.
I mean, at least they need to do the lug nuts courtesy and have the two umpires should get together and discuss this.
They will not give the courtesy, Adam.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Brian Wilbas picks up his 7th double of the year, his 20th, his 21st RBIs. He is at third base. 3 runs have scored. Brandon Neek deals. Aribel Anales fouls the pitch back into the screen. Strike 1. I saw where that ball kicked. I agree with you.
Where else could the ball land that's not a home run? How do you not even meet up on that?
Lefty to righty, and 0-1 for Anales. Up and away. By the way, the official score says throwing error, second baseman Sam Mangelli. And that's why Buelbas is at third. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Let's see. Timeout was called for. That was right as Neek was winding up to throw. So a triple by Butler, the single by Bolte, the single by Simpson, the double by Buelbas here in the 5th inning. Here's the pitch. Anales bounces foul up the left side. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Are you all right?
It's a bad call, Jesse. It's a bad call. Got to hold people accountable, and that's a home run. And to not even talk to your partner doesn't make sense.
Anales rockets it down the left field line, but foul. Brandon Neek hung a breaking ball, and Aribel Anales knows exactly what to do with that, but just a little bit out in front. Anales bunted his way aboard with a single in the second, singled up the middle in the 4th. The pitch. Anales hits a high, towering foul off the right side, dropping back onto the grassy berm where a youngster goes rushing for it. 1-2 it stays. These are very comfortable swings for Aribel with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. 3-2 lug nuts in the top of the 5th. Wilbas at 3rd, 2 outs. Neek delivers. Very, very high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez grounded a short. Batista Jr. grounded a second. And then the offense erupted. Neek deals. Anales hits a high fly out to left. Campbell a long run in. He's there down the line. Under for the catch. The side retired. So Brian Wilbas does not score. Left at 3rd. 4 straight hits. 3 runs for the Lugnuts, however, in the top of the 5th inning. Halfway to the house, the Lugnuts are leading. 3-2 at Great Lakes.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
We'll be right back.
to the last of the fifth inning. Lugnuts 3, Loons 2. Jake Garland back to the mound. Deals to Junior Garcia. Up and away, ball 1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jaxa alongside. Righty to righty. Garcia swings and misses. Disappeared on him below the zone. One ball, one strike on the Great Lakes Loons right fielder. Number 7 hitter in the order. The windup, the pitch, a ground ball punched out to Halter. Room service out for the second baseman. Goes to first for out number 1. Here's Nelson Quiros. Nelson Quiros breaks his bat, grounding to Batista Jr., who lost his footing, feeding Garland to the bag. Out recorded, 2 gone. And the busted barrel ended up off the screen and then into the Loons, Loons dugout. Let's see. Yeah, they're still trying to get that barrel. The barrel is still hung up in the netting on the right side. It is caught in the net like a fly in a web. All the while, hang a star next to that one on your scorecard. 3-1, Batista Jr. to Garland. Wild. Well, the barrel is still hanging up there, like an ornament from a Christmas tree. Here's Jake Vogel, who grounds to shortstop. Vacuumed by Anales. Throws across. Side retired. 4-3, 3-1, 6-3. All in the name of a good innings work for Jake Garland. He allows the 2-run homer to Newell in the first inning and only allows 1 further base hit. That's it. Garland is through 5 and his Lugnuts are leading the Loons by a 3-2 score.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
New man on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons, trailing the Lugnuts 3-2, opening up the sixth inning, Kelvin Bautista. Deals in a called strike 1 to Colby Halter. Lefty to lefty. It is Halter, Masterman, and Rodriguez for the Lugnuts in the sixth, up by a run. The pitch. Halter dribbles it foul up the right side. A seagull, meanwhile, circling above the left side of the field. And it's coming down to rest in the outfield grass, right in front of the left fielder Dylan Campbell. Time granted to Halter at 0-2. Colby is 0-1 with a ground out to second and a walk. Kelvin Bautista replaces Brandon Neek. 1 inning, 4 hits, 3 runs. 3-2 Lugnuts, 3 in the 5th. Bautista throws. Fly ball left field where the Seagulls are flying. Dylan Campbell to his right down the line. He has it. Now the Seagulls all leave. That is enough action for them in left field. I count 3 of them flying left to right across the field. It is a day of southpaws, apparently, for the Great Lakes Loons. Maddox Bruns, the first 4 innings. Brandon Neek, the 5th. Kelvin Bautista here against the right-handed slugging Cameron Masterman. 3-2 nuts. The pitch, up high, fastball for ball one. Do you know how many lefties the Loons have as members of their pitching staff? They have 5, as Masterman takes a called strike. They have Kelvin Batista, Maddox Bruns, Bradenique, and Franklin De La Paz and Jackson Ferris. De La Paz is another reliever. We could still see him. The deal? Masterman swings and misses. Got handcuffed in. Strike two.
I'd say 5.5, Jesse. Lucas Webb is a left-handed bat, if you wanted to throw that in there.
Nah, I do not.
Okay.
He doesn't get invited to the left-handed throwing club.
Throw him out.
The 1-2 pitch. Masterman takes down and in. Ball two. He went 0-2 with 2 strikeouts against the starting pitcher, Bruns. Second baseman Majelli shaded up the middle. Now walking back to his left. The pitch. Fastball inside. 3-2 on Masterman. Trying to get something going. The Lugnuts 3-run rally last frame ignited with 2 outs and nobody on. Kelvin Bautista readies and fires. Down and in, ball 4. Masterman aboard. Baseball slang for you. For the 6th inning slang, you know the name, the term Annie Oakley when it comes to baseball?
I've heard that before,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do Annie Oakley here. C.J. Rodriguez is the batter, lefty to righty. Low it in, ball 1. By the way, Kelvin Batista's numbers coming into play today. This is his 10th appearance. 11 1/3 innings, 13 strikeouts. Now 7 walks given up. League batting .225 against the southpaw. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 2. He has lost the zone, and he's missing extension side.
Special K. How many Calvins do you know that spell it with a K? It's unique.
Well, hang on. Kelvin? 2-0. Line drive center field that is down for a base hit. And Masterman lopes his way into second. The ball delivered in by Vogel. Single for C.J. Rodriguez. First and second, one gone for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, Adam. K-E, I think goes to Kevin, so usually you see C's. Like C-A? K-A?
Wait, hang on. Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N. Sure. Kelvin, K-E-L. Kelvin is a K, Calvin is a C. Am I losing my mind?
What am I missing here?
Danny Batista Jr. swings. He skies the first pitch he sees right side of the diamond. Second baseman Mancelli at infield fly rule called for. Catch made by Mancelli. 2 outs. So, yes, Kelvin is always a C. But Kelvin is always a K.
You're saying the same thing here.
It's not the same first name.
Kelvin.
No, Kelvin is with an A.
Nobody pronounces it like that.
People
just
say
Kelvin.
No, it's Kelvin. It's like, look, Fahrenheit, Celsius, Kelvin.
Yes, I understand. Kelvin. The A, the E, we all know they blend together.
Here's Johnny Butler, lefty to lefty. Butler fouls it back, strike 1.
We've lost cabin pressure up here.
People actually pronounce the name Kelvin. Calvin?
Yeah, usually Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, but that's spelled with a C. That's
correct.
C-A-L. Nobody says Kelvin and Hobbs. Butler, it's a high fly deep to left. Campbell is back to his right, into the corner, as space for the catch. That'll do it for the Lugnuts, top of the 6th inning. Kelvin Batista, the scoreless frame, a single, a walk, 2 left. Let's go to the bottom of the 6th inning. I'll regroup. Loons trailing the Lugnuts 3-2.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The trivia answers are coming in. Adam will answer the trivia question in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The last Miami Hurricane to pitch in the major leagues, right, Adam?
That's right, if you don't kick me out of the booth here first.
I won't do that, but we kick Jake Garland off the mound. Grant Judkins is in dealing. And starting things off with a called strike to Dylan Campbell. Campbell, Lorenzo, and Miller. 1-2 and 3 in the Loons' order. Down to the Lugnuts, 3-2. Righty to righty. Campbell takes the ball, skipping in. Jake Garland, the Miami Hurricane, 5 innings, 1 strikeout, 2 hits, 2 runs. The home run hit by Newell in the first inning. He walked 3. The pitch from Judkins. Check swing, down low. 2 balls and a strike.
Is that Campbell or Kemble that's at the plate?
Dylan Campbell. Pitch on its way. Blow it away. Dylan Campbell's 0 for 2. He's fouled that to the right fielder. He's lined into a double play. Lorenzo and Miller waiting. Judkins deals the 3-1, and it's bounced weakly to second baseman Halter. Over to first, one down. On a 3-1 pitch, an easy out for Halter to get Judkins out and going. Here's something that took me a little while to figure out, Adam. You know Barclays for, like, Champions League, UEFA?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch to Thyron Lorenzo, up and away, ball one. You know that that name is pretty much the same as Barkley, that they come from the same origin. That rocked my socks. Lorenzo waits, takes a called strike on the outer edge, 1-1.
It's like they call a rivalry match out there, a derby.
Yeah.
But they all say Darby.
The breaking ball hit high in the air, but foul off the right side and out of play. Hanging curve. And Lorenzo was on it, but early. 1-2.
Like Manchester United plays Manchester City right there in Manchester. It's spelled D-E-R-B-Y, but they all say Darby.
So Calvin, that makes sense. Judkins 1-2. Lorenzo takes ball 2 up and away. Your sixth inning slang today, Annie Oakley. It's not often in use too much anymore. The wind-up, the pitch. Lorenzo takes ball 3 down. But Annie Oakley, the expert marksman. So one of her great tricks was shooting out. Well, here's the pitch. There's a swing and a foul off the left side. Think about playing cards, right? When you think about with an ace, the spade in the middle of the ace of spades, that she could shoot out that spade. And so when Annie Oakley would shoot things out of a playing card that resembled something. Here's the 3-2. Shot beyond the third baseman Simpson, a line drive and a left base hit. Lorenzo's on. An opposite field single. And a one-out base runner for the Great Lakes Loons brings up Noah Miller. So what it reminded people of was your pass when you were on a train and the conductor would come through and punch a hole. Well, those passes, if you had a hole punched in it and you had a hole punched pass, it was free. So follow the dots. Fly ball right field for Noah Miller. It's shallow, but it's run down by Bolte. Gets it into first base. Lorenzo has already retreated in time. 2 outs. Chris Newell comes up. Grant Judkins 1 out away from finishing off a scoreless sixth inning. A walk is a free pass. A free pass is a hole-punched ticket. Well, hole punched in a card looks like Annie Oakley shooting out the spade from the ace of spades, and Annie Oakley is a free pass, and Annie Oakley is a walk. That's your sixth inning slang. Here's the pitch to Chris Newell. He takes low. Last time up for Newell, it wasn't Annie Oakley. Reached both times against Garland. Homered in the first, walked in the fourth. Loon's down 3-2 in the sixth. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Short lead at first for Lorenzo. The deal. Off the outside corner. Ball two.
Annie Oakley, not to be confused with a smooth criminal. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
True. There's the 2-0 outside. Three balls and no strikes. You've been hit by, you've been struck by.
A smooth criminal.
Wasn't it Alien Ant Farm that covered it?
It sure was. MJ.
3-0. Newell takes an Annie Oakley. The walk given up by Judkins. Punches his pass down to first base. And Lorenzo moves up to second. Lansing is pitching Newell like he's Babe Ruth, which he's hit a couple of home runs in the series. And if you look at how things have shaped up, the Great Lakes Loons have scored 7 runs in this series against the Lugnuts. And 4 of those runs are on 2 Newell swings. Here's Jake Geloff, 2-on-2 out. He takes a called strike sweeping to the outside corner. Now, Geloff is 0-for-2 today and 1-for-8 so far with the Loons. The one hit was a bloop single 2 days ago. He has tons of power. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. High fly ball out to left field. Back goes Masterman. Approaches the wall. Jumps up. It's gone. There's the power. It's a Loons lead. 3-run shot, Jake Geloff. 5-3 Great Lakes. Fourth home run served up this year for Judkins. Now Sam Mangelli, 2 outs, nobody on, righty-righty. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rodriguez as the lights are still flashing here at Dow Diamond. Careful, that could induce a seizure. Judkins winds and throws. Swing and a miss. He chased the breaker down the way. Nothing in two. Judkins has not struck out a batter. 0-2 pitch. That's cued out toward the second baseman, Halter. Lobs over to first, out recorded, inning over. Just a half swing, slowly through the zone by Mangelli, just trying to put it into play. But Grant Judkins allows the one-out single to Lorenzo, the two-out walk to Newell, and then Jake Geloff's first Midwest League home run has catapulted Great Lakes into the lead. Going to the seventh, Adam Jackson will take over the call. Loons up 5-3 over the Lugnuts.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Loons Lugnuts grab the lead in the third. They've given it up, or check that, in the fifth. They've given it up in the sixth. It's 5-3. Great Lakes, thanks to their second home run and the first from the youngster and newly Great Lake Loon this week, Jake Geloff. His first home run makes it 5-3. First pitch, Henry Bolte wallops it, and a sliding catch by Miller to his right. Plucked it out of the air on his shoe tops and takes away a base hit from Bolte. He clocked that baseball. 100 exit velocity, and Miller is just so smooth to his right and his left. And there's one down. Here's Will Simpson from the right side. 5-3, Loon's lead, top seven. The pitch comes in a little bit tight. One ball, no strikes. Well, it was the top of the order in the fifth inning the last time up. It got it done for the Nuts to get them their three runs and the lead that lasted just an inning and a half. Pitch, it's inside, 2-0. Butler tripled, Bolte singled, Simpson singled, and then Buelbas hit one out. That was ruled a double, and the Lugnuts scored three. The pitch, that drops in there, strike one. But just moments ago, Jack Geloff tattooed a ball out to left.
Wait, Jake Geloff.
Oh, there we go. Did I say Zach? Pitch, that's fouled back, two balls, two strikes.
Understandable.
The Dodgers, Geloff. I knew I wasn't going to get through this series without doing that once.
I think that's perfectly understandable.
Two balls, two strikes. That's down low, and it squeaks through the legs of Quiroz. Three balls, two strikes on Will Simpson. Two strikeouts in his first two at-bats. And then had that single we were just talking about in the fifth in his last at-bat. And they get a Lugnut rally going here in the seventh. The pitch. Inside, ball four, and it's another Will Simpson walk.
You know, I think, Adam, boy, Will seems to be scuffling a little bit. He's just not been as on it as we saw earlier this year. And he's 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. He's reached base half the time.
26 of the 28 games Will Simpson has been on base for. Pretty remarkable start to 2024. He said he's never really been a walks guy until this year. There's Brian Buelbas. Pitches inside, ball one. I'm not sure if Brian Buelbas realizes he hit a home run back in that fifth inning. It was ruled a double. He ended up at third after an error. It would have been his fifth home run of the season. Pitch home. Checked it, but he came around. One ball, one strike. It was a ball that went above the yellow line, and there's a small railing out in right field. It was actually the same spot where the ball just hit for Geloff's home run, off the railing above the yellow. Pitch home. It's a line drive out to right field, down for a base hit. Simpson is into second. Another ball crushed. 107 exit velo for Brian Buelbas. And he's having himself a night.
This has been a good day for the top of the order. We've seen much better swings from Bolte, Simpson, Buelbas. Now you just need another big swing from Arribia.
Angeles, 2-for-3. Yeah, all of the at-bats that have turned into hits have come from the top five in the order outside of the single from C.J. Rodriguez. Remember, Lansing, coming into this game, had five total hits in this series through two games. They've got nine hits tonight. They trail 5-3 in the top of the seventh as we get a visit on the mound. But the ability for them to come back offensively, Jesse, certainly looks much more attainable than what it did the last couple of days, albeit they came back last night to score two runs in the eighth inning. This offense, as we've seen through most of April, very, very deep.
Well, the offense was so quiet in the series opener, and I had a worry, Adam. I'm thinking the weather tilts toward pitching. Great Lakes is a fine pitching staff. This ballpark tilts toward pitching. How will the offense respond? Well, they rallied yesterday, and they're rallying again today.
Ready, ready matchup. Batista throws. That's inside. Ball one. Also thought maybe with the weather turning that in a pitcher-friendly park, the Loons would stay in the yard, yet they've hit two home runs today. And Lansing trails by just two. Pitch home. Swing and it's fouled back by Angeles. One ball, one strike. He singled in the second, singled in the fourth, and on both those then stole second, flied out to left in his last at bat.
He is swinging from the heels. Back in 2022, he wouldn't take swings this big.
Does he have another big swing in him that he can put in play? Pitch home. Angeles one hops it. It's knocked down by Bautista on the mound. Picks it up to the right of the mound. Throws to first base in time. Angeles is out. Two down. Simpson and Buelbas advance to third and second. So pretty good play right there by Calvin Bautista. He knocked it down, stayed composed, and found the out after he found the baseball. Angeles moves pretty well. So it's going to come up to Colby Halter. Looking for a base hit for him with two outs. The pitch. Fastball runs in. Strike one. Halter has struggled in these situations to get hits. He does have a walk in this game. Flat out in the sixth. Rounded out in the second. The pitch home. That's on the outer edge. Strike two. Colby Halter didn't love that call. From our home plate umpire tonight, Brandon Schmidt. He'll have to protect. Claim the pull to the right side. The lefty swings the bat, waving it in front of him with those white gloves. Waits the pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? No, he did not. That according to bases umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. Right center field wide open. Vogel shaded up in center to the left. Pitch home. Breaking ball, foul tipped and held on to strike three. Kiro squeezes, and the Lugnuts are squeezed out of an opportunity to grab a run or two. We head to the last of the seventh as we stretch it out. 5-3, Loons lead.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
On 5-9, we rock with the 5-2s, the B-52s. Love Shack rocking here in Midland at Dow Diamonds. 5-3, the Loons leading. They're doing that thanks to a Jake Geloff three-run shot in the sixth off Grant Judkins. Judkins, the piggyback starter tonight for the Lugnuts. He takes over for Jake Garland. Allowed three runs, two hits, and a walk in that sixth. Faces the final third in the card, beginning with Junior Garcia. Open stance from the right, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking off-speed pitch, strike one. Garcia 0 for 2. Nelson Quiroz batting 8th, 0 for 2. Jake Vogel batting 9th, 0 for 2. Pitch home. That sweeps outside, ball one. So Grant Judkins will try and keep it that way. Try and keep this a two-run game. Judkins turns and throws. Breaking ball up high, two balls and a strike. Judkins 6'3", 215, the 26-year-old. Four-seam fastball, curve, sweeper, change. The pitch, that's down low, three balls and a strike. So Judkins is struggling here tonight. He's allowed two runs in his last couple of outings. Three runs, though, tonight through the first inning. And the Loons with their second multi-run half inning. They had two in the first, thanks to a home run, three in the sixth, a home run. The pitch, it's a bouncing ball hit hard over to short. Angeles to his left, grabs, sets, throws to first. Bautista stretches, he's got it in time. One away. All right, well, we're going to answer some trivia for you here in this seventh inning. We asked you because the former Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland, started for the Lugnuts tonight. Who is the most recent Miami pitcher to get into the bigs? As that's fouled off by Nelson Quiroz. And also gave you a little hint that that young man pitched earlier today. The pitch, that's bounced back off of C.J. Rodriguez's mask that flipped up on the backwards cap he's got on, the hard hat, 0-2. Jesse, I heard the responses were coming in. What do you got for us?
Bobby Strauss and Marsha Bullard, both of them answering Slade Ciccone.
Slade Ciccone is correct. 0-2. That's chop back foul. No balls, two strikes. Ciccone pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Came up last year. He was drafted in 2020. 0-2. This is shot back, out of play, third base side. Ciccone was a teammate of Garland at Miami. So how about that?
I liked when you asked Jake about Slade, and he said, that guy's a character.
He certainly did. Pitch home. It's up high, one ball, two strikes. So Ciccone pitches today. He is the 58th all-time University of Miami Hurricane to make it to the big leagues. The pitch, lifted out to right field. Bolte has room, reaches up as he comes to his left, makes the catch, and there's two outs. So how about that? A little bit of a pitching factory lately from the Miami Hurricanes.
Big time.
Diamondbacks won today against the Reds, by the way. Ciccone started the game. Pitch. That's a little bit inside. Ball one. 5-3. Loons leading. Bottom seven. Two outs. Bases clear. He went 5 1/3 innings. Did Ciccone give up three hits, one run. It was a homer. Three walks, two strikeouts. Pitches in there. Strike one.
I'm looking over the best Miami Hurricanes players in MLB history.
1-1. Here's a line drive that just shoots over the head of Will Simpson. Kind of a looped liner. Simpson stretched, couldn't quite get to it. And there are two outs and a runner on first now. So pretty good outing today for Ciccone. 5 1/3, and Arizona wins. They're now 18-20, take down the Reds. What do you got for us over there?
Alex Fernandez is the all-time winningest Hurricane in the major leagues. But you'll love all the position players.
Ryan Braun is one of those guys.
Yes.
Here's Dylan Campbell, the Texas Longhorn. Pitch home. Campbell takes it. Strike one.
Mike Piazza. Greg Vaughn. Charles Johnson, speaking of great catchers.
Alex Cora. Judkins set. Third base side of the slab from the stretch. Throws home. Swing and a miss. There's that sweeper way outside. 0-2. Warren Bogle was the first Miami Hurricane to go to the bigs. That was way back in 1966. He is also in the University of Miami Hall of Fame. So a lot of great talent out of the University of Miami. Pitch home. Checked it. Did he go? Not quite. It was that sweeping action again. Campbell held up just enough. One ball, two strikes. We got a pitch clock violation. Everybody's running off the field. It couldn't have been anything else. So Campbell eventually does strike out, and so do the Loons in this seventh inning. 5-3, Loons leading the Lugs. By the way, Slade Ciccone, if you're wondering, just the second ever first name of Slade to ever play slash pitch.
Slade Heathcott.
In the bigs, that's right. All right, we're off to the eighth right after this.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section,
when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Seven down, two innings to go, 5-3. The Loons leading your Lansing Lugnuts. Michael Martinez, the new righty in for the Loons. Fourth pitcher today faces 7-8-9, beginning with Cameron Masterman. First pitch, that's at the bottom of the zone. Inside corner, strike one with the fastball. Shot in at 95 miles an hour. Martinez set, and the red shoe tops comes home. Bouncing ball towards third, it stays fair. Hops up to Geloff. Fires it to first, a great arm on display. One down. So Geloff having himself a nice night. Good defensive play. He's got the difference-making three-run homer right now. That answered the Lugnuts' three-run fifth. The Loons getting all five of their runs tonight thanks to two home runs, one a two-run shot, the other a three-run shot. Pitch home. C.J. Rodriguez takes the fastball outside corner. Strike one. Going to be back here tomorrow at 6:05. One of these teams will be up 2-1 in the six-game set. Pitch home. That bends back Rodriguez up high, ball one. Martinez, 6'1", 200. 24-year-old out of Puerto Rico. 6'1", 200 pounds. Not 200 years old. Figured you knew that. The pitch. That's inside, 2-1. Did that throw you off?
Senior tour. Man brings experience.
Let's just say immortal.
But, you know, grinding his way through high A.
Never giving up. A 2-1. That's outside. I tell you what, Jesse, if you're 200 years old and you're still in high A, you know, it might just be time to call it quits. But, hey. Three-one, up high inside, ball four from Martinez, the 24-year-old international free agent signed in 2018.
This is his trouble, Adam. Look at his numbers for this year. Appearance number seven. So now he's gone six innings. Michael Martinez has now walked nine batters.
ERA sits just under eight. There's Danny Bautista, 0-3 tonight, 5-3 Loons, one on, one out in the eighth. The pitch, fastball inside, ball one. Lugnuts have done a good job walking tonight as well. A couple of walks in the fourth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, now one here in the eighth.
I remember your concern when the Lugnuts were not walking against South Bend.
1-0 pitch. This is launched out to right field, down the line, fading foul onto the berm, and a great catch. Dad out there makes it with the family hanging tight. He went up with two hands and pulled it in. Great grab. Bautista, you're out. One ball, one strike count to Danny Bautista. And the pitch home. That's down low, two balls and a strike.
I don't know if that's a dad. I think that's just a group of friends all hanging out together.
All right, maybe so. I thought I saw a youngster over there.
There are youngsters all over the place.
I see. Yeah, you could be right. All right. Well, you see what I get for assuming? I didn't go to the binocs. It's just a general look in the vicinity. The pitch. Bouncing ball. That's foul, third base side. What if they're just out for a night and they left the kids at home tonight? You know, it's an early start, 6:05. Babysitter doesn't have to stay as late.
No, it's perfect.
You can have a couple of drinks on a thirsty Thursday. You just never know.
Watch the Lugnuts rally against the Loons pen.
Exactly. And now they've got one on in C.J. Rodriguez. Tying run at the plate, Bautista. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Danny got tied up inside. First strikeout tonight for Martinez. First strikeout for Danny Bautista. Two outs.
That is 95 and biting. That's tough.
That's a good pitch. Looks like it's coming in on the corner, like you said, and it's coming in a little bit tight. Here's Johnny Butler. He tripled and scored a run in the fifth. He's 1-for-4 tonight. 5-3 Loons, top 8 at Dow Diamond. Game 3 of 6 this week. Pitch home. Way inside, ball one. Lansing, it looked like, was going to win that initial series against the Loons back in April. Remember, they took game 1, 7-2. Then it was 1-1, heading to extra innings before they lost 4-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. That gets beyond the catcher, Quiros. And off to second base goes C.J. Rodriguez. So a little help there, and Rodriguez is in scoring position. So after the Lugnuts lost the tight 1-10 in game 2, they then came back and won 9-3. But the weekend is what really hurt them. They got swept in a doubleheader Saturday, and then they fell 12-4 on Sunday. Here's the pitch. Launched out to right field. Back goes Garcia. He's at the track, and he makes the catch just in front of the wall. A big swing from Butler, but not quite big enough. And the Lugnuts strand Rodriguez at second. We're heading to the home half of the eighth. Loons still in front, 5-3.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And that's Brad Tunney, who just brought you back here on our Lugnuts broadcast. He is the Great Lakes Loons broadcaster. We appreciate all of the hospitality that they provide us this week. Right now, though, they lead 5-3. First pitch, Tyrone Lorenzo wallops it out to right center, and it's down for a base hit. It's knocked down by Puelbas, and he fires it in quickly, and Lorenzo is held to a single. Great job by Puelbas, sprinting to his left, stretching his arm out, and then getting that one in quickly.
That truly is outstanding defense. That ball was walloped deep under the alleyway.
It's a second hit tonight for Lorenzo. This is where it gets difficult, though. You got to go through Noah Miller and Chris Newell and Jake Geloff. Two of the three have hit home runs tonight. This is Noah Miller, the one that hasn't. The pitch, that's on the outer edge, strike one. That doesn't mean he's not capable. I'm not trying to single him out.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Because he's had four home runs in his last eight games and five total on the season. There you go. Pitch home. Miller bounds it foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. He also's got a great glove. Comes over from the Twins org. He was the starting shortstop last year for Cedar Rapids, so he was familiar with the Loons because Cedar Rapids beat Great Lakes in the Midwest League Championship Series. Pitch home. This is sent back our way and off the top of the suites to our left and right back down to the lower bowl. That was a hot shot.
Yeah.
You weren't catching that one. I wasn't catching that
one. No.
That one's a little bit more our way. And
that's how the computer gets broken in the broadcast booth here.
You're not kidding. Pitch home. That's low and outside. One ball, two strikes. You have protection, though, on that computer?
No.
Wow. Risky.
Whew. Jesse, that's my sound effect for lowering it.
Yeah, exactly. Jesse just showed off his lower it drill. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes.
And then we love to have chairs in the broadcast booth that have wheels on them.
You also can dip, dodge, duck, dive, and dodge. Here comes Craig Conklin. No dodging for him. He's just walking straight out there. Have a word here with Grant Judkins, and he made the point. I missed it, but he did point over to the bullpen, so that is going to be it for Judkins. Tough night for him, Jesse. He gave up a couple of hits in the sixth, and the walk, it was all compounded with a three-run homer. He did give up just a hit in the seventh, but then another hit here in the eighth, and just didn't really seem like he got in a groove tonight with his outing.
I think it's the home run ball. I think that's the thing that we have to watch out for with Grant Judkins. This is now three appearances in a row that he's allowed a home run. Not only that, he's allowed a home run in all but two of his appearances. But that said, there were also those good moments. The seventh inning looked very good. Now this eighth inning begins with a hard contact by Lorenzo. So it's up to Dylan Hall to get the lug nuts out of this.
And he's going to come in the middle of an at-bat, too.
Well, you know, one strike for the strikeout.
That's right. And he gets credit for it. It's remarkable. So Dylan Hall, it is indeed, as Jesse mentioned, the right-handed 6'5", 220-pound, 26-year-old from Stafford, Virginia. Signed as a minor league free agent earlier this year out of Central Oklahoma. And the Lugnuts trying to keep this a two-run game. They trail 5-3 right after they grab the lead back in the fifth inning. And again, yes, if Hall, who is going to come in with a 2-2 count against Noah Miller, can throw a one-pitch strikeout, he would get the credit for the strikeout. We just went over this on Sunday. And if you're wondering, again, why pulling a pitcher in the middle of an at-bat, usually is a pitch count thing. Judkins was right at 45 pitches, 27 for strikes. So now here comes that all-important first pitch to the lefty, Miller. The righty throws. And it's swatted up in the air and remains two balls and two strikes as it gets out of play down the third base side. Miller's got the luscious locks coming out of the back of his Loons helmet. Big beard and mustache on his face. Ankle guard on that front right foot. Righty Hall sets and throws. Off speed, wafts up and out, and it's 3-2. This seems like a potential knockout punch type of half inning with the middle part of the order due up here. And Chris Newell, the leading home run hitter in the Midwest League, waiting on deck. The pitch launched up in the air, room for Guelbas in center. Over to his right, coming up behind it, makes the catch. One down. That's a big out to get right there with Chris Newell lurking on deck along with Jake Geloff. They have not been able to get the big lefty yet tonight. Couple of walks and a two-run shot that put the Loons on the board initially in the first. He is a tough out. 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. The pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. That is where they've been trying to pitch him. Outside tonight, Jake Garland just could not find it on the outer edge against him. He kept missing. And that second at bat, he got behind in the first at bat, then gave up the homer. Pitch, swing and a miss. Good start here for Hall, up 0-2.
That's generally the vulnerability for Newell. This whole year, he has had big-time problems with strikeouts.
Strikeout home run hitter. He taps the outside of the plate, hoping to potentially come around on a swing if it is needed out there. Hall, the 0-2. On that outside corner, called strike three. So number 33 gets all three on the outer edge. And they sit down Chris Newell for the first time, two down. If you could execute every Chris Newell at bat, that is the perfect approach. Easier said than done, but well done right there from Dylan Hall. Okay, here comes Jake Geloff. That's Jake Geloff. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. It's not Zach, Jesse. I don't know why you said that earlier, but it's Jake.
Zach is rehabbing with Vegas.
Zach has had himself a nice start to his big league career, and he's hoping his brother catches up, gets up to the bigs quickly as well. The pitch reached down and bounded over towards third. Simpson has it, sets, fires to first. A great chest-high throw to Danny Bautista Jr., and a nice job working around that leadoff walk from Judkins. Hall picks him up with three straight outs. Fly out, strikeout, ground out. So we head to the ninth. Last chance for the Nuts. Jesse Goldberg Tressler tells you about the comeback when we return.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
They are pumping it up for the top of the ninth inning from Midland. Great Lakes Loons 5, Lansing Lugnuts 3. Two in the first for the Loons, answered by a three spot for the Nuts in the fifth inning. At the bottom of the sixth, a Jake Geloff three-run homer. Hence, the Loons bring a two-run lead into the ninth behind the new right-hander, Lucas Webb, the native of Toronto. Webb comes in, three saves and four opportunities, a 2.84 ERA. It's his 10th overall appearance, and he has struck out 17 batters while walking six in 12 and two-thirds innings. He has allowed two home runs. He will take on the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. That is Henry Bolte, Will Simpson, and Brian Grelbus.
You think he wears number 33 because he's from the 6?
Oh, I like that. Bo goes down to second base. Here comes number 3, Henry Bolte.
Well, that just throws off the whole thing. 3-3s.
Lugnuts have scored 3. They need 3 to take the lead.
In game 3.
Oh, Right-hander against right-hander. Second baseman Mancelli up the middle. First pitch. Bolte takes a called strike. Henry is looking for his third hit of the game. Singled in the first. RBI single, run scored in the fifth. The set by Webb. Lets it fly. Bounce right back. Strike two. Maddox Brun started, went four innings for the Loons. Brandon Neek allowed the three runs in the fifth inning. Calvin Batista pitched the sixth and the seventh. Michael Martinez the eighth. Lucas Webb three times three here in the ninth. And his third pitch to Bolte. On its way. Down low, ball one. Tying run right now is in the on-deck circle in person of the number three hitter, Will Simpson. Henry Bolte, three homers this season. The pitch, Bolte whacks it foul to the right side. There's a break in the clouds. We can see the blue sky above. Sun is not yet set. Webb delivers. Bolte swings and foul tips it into Kiros' mitt. Webb strikes him out. 96 miles an hour for strike three. One away in the ninth. Will Simpson is one for three. Strikeouts in the first and the fourth. Single, run scored in the fifth. Walked in the seventh. Now in the ninth, down 5-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased it off speed, down and away. The center fielder Vogel shaded to right center. The pitch from Webb. Fly ball out to right center field. Back goes Jake Vogel, rounding to his left. Makes the catch in front of the track. He had Simpson played perfectly. Two outs. And here comes Brian Wilbas. In the fifth inning, Wilbas was the batter with Bolte and Simpson on. And Brian drilled one out to right center field. It looked for all the world as if it had gone over the yellow line for a homer. The bases umpire Meyerhofer missed it. First pitch. Wilbas takes ball one up and in. So Brian only received a double on that play, was eventually stranded at third. The Lugnuts didn't score him, and hence why they're stuck at three, down by two in the ninth. Webb's 1-0, fouled into the screen. Ball and a strike. And the Nuts down to their final out in the ninth. Tying run in the on-deck circle right now is Aribiel Anales. Can Wilbas reach? He's two for three, single, double, walk. The pitch on its way. Line drive up to the middle, base hit center field. Vogel scoops, gets it in. Brian Wilbas is on for a fourth straight plate appearance. A two-out single in the ninth.
Dude's having a night. And the main goal in the ninth inning, try and bring the tying run to the plate. Wilbas does that by getting on.
Aribiel Anales is two for four today. Singles in the second and the fourth inning. A fly out to left, a ground out to the pitcher since. Down 5-3, two outs. The deal. He swings and fouls it off at home plate.
Two home runs allowed by Webb this year. Anales was hitting him out in BP. Does he have a big swing in him here?
Six doubles, one triple, and three long balls for Aribiel. His most recent one was a grand slam on Sunday. A span of pickoff, though, over. Wilbas back in. We have seen Webb get flustered. When things don't go the big right-hander's way, suddenly things go sideways on him in a hurry, and he wears it clearly, protecting a 5-3 lead in the ninth. He offers. Anales foul tips it. Got a Kiros Smith. Strike two.
Best chance is going to be out to right field with the wind blowing in, but now you got to protect down 0-2.
Anales rarely strikes out. His approach changes. No balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Whip got him, and this ball game is over. Under the hands, the off-speed Great Lakes beats Lansing 5-3. The three-run go-ahead homer by Jake Geloff in the bottom of the sixth inning, the pivotal moment in the ball game. Adam and I will be right back to wrap it all up from Dow Diamond after this. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome in the Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler and Adam Jaxa here. The Lugnuts fall tonight to the Great Lakes Loons 5-3. Just like throughout this series, a lot of zeros with a couple of innings being the only ones with runs. The Loons scored two in the bottom of the first on a Chris Newell homer off Jake Garland. That was all against Garland, five innings of two hit ball. But then in the bottom of the sixth inning, after the Lugnuts scored three in the top of the fifth to take the lead, Jake Geloff hits a two-out, three-run homer off Grant Judkins. And that's your final 5-3 Loons, who've won two out of three so far in the series. Three more games still to go. Adam, basically a game of two swings for the Great Lakes Loons, and that was it.
You got to keep them in the yard, Jesse. We say it every time you play the Loons. If you don't keep them in the yard, the Lugnuts lose. If you keep them in the yard, you win. It's as simple as that. Baseball sometimes comes down to simple moments, simple things, and a ball got up against Newell in the first inning, and he clobbered it to right field. He's one of two batters that have dominated the Lugnuts in this series, Noah Miller being the other one, so they let that one up, and then Jake Geloff came in against Grant Judkins, his first opportunity in the sixth, and after a single and a walk given up, Geloff pounded one out to left field, and you know, Lansing was on the wrong end of a call on a Geloff shot that goes off the railing. Same spot. It gets called a home run. They miss the Brian Welbos home run. That's another run closer. Certainly you can't blame that for a loss here, but Lansing needed to play through it, find another way to get some more offense late, and they just couldn't do anything in the final four innings of this game.
Final totals. Three runs, 10 hits, one error for the Lugnuts, stranding 11 runners on the bases. 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Do you know what Great Lakes was with runners in scoring position?
I would guess not very good because they hit home runs.
They were 1-for-1. Jake Geloff's home run was their only at-bat with a runner in scoring position in the whole game. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 3 runners left on for the Great Lakes Loons. Opportunistic today. Lugnuts out, hit the Loons, the Loons prevail. Great Lakes improves to 20-10, the Lugnuts fall to 13-17. The loss to Grant Judkins, now 0-3. The winner is Calvin Batista. Calvin. Batista, he's now 2-0. On the save to Lucas Webb, it is his fourth. In 2 hours and 13 minutes, played before a crowd of 1,404. Above the ladder in the Oakland Athletic system, Kendall Williams and the Tulsa Drillers, Double-A L.A. Dodgers, are taking on the Midland Rockhounds and James Gonzalez in his Double-A debut. The game begins. Cooper Bowman doubles. Colby Thomas homers. Gonzalez right now, 5 outs recorded, 1 2/3, scoreless. 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Rockhounds are leading right now, 2-0. The Triple-A Las Vegas Aviators in his Triple-A debut. Brady Basso's on the bump. Jacob Wilson, his first Triple-A hit. He has doubled. He has scored. Tie game 1-1, Vegas and Round Rock.
Get that guy up to the big leagues.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good. Stockton Ports will have Ryan Brown getting the start against Ubert Mejias and the San Jose Giants. That game's coming up in an hour, and the Arizona Complex League Athletics will be in action in about half an hour. That's your look around the system. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Fort Wayne lost at West Michigan 6-3. The Tin Caps' struggles continue. They were postponed in Lake County between the Captains and the Dayton Dragons. Down to the fifth, Cedar Rapids all over South Bend 8-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Timber Rattlers are leading in the Quad Cities 1-0. And it's Peoria looking to break the lengthy losing skid of 1-0 top of the fourth inning in Beloit. Stop the count. There you go. Around the NWO.
Stop the count, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, Jesse. Wishing the Lugnuts would have won tonight. They outplayed the Loons, I thought, but here's what it comes down to. If you can hit home runs, you can change the complexion of the game. Lansing has not been a home run hitting team this year. The Loons are a home run hitting team, and the Dodgers are a home run hitting organization. And the two big swings, there were runners on tonight, and that was the difference.
Tomorrow, Mitch Myers gets the start in replacing James Gonzalez promoted. Myers against Jacob Metter for the Loons. 6.05 p.m. start time. Mitch Myers was good last time out.
Yeah, and they're going to need it again. I know we keep saying it every day, but you got to find a way to get off to a good start against the Loons. You'd like to score first and get a couple of shutdown innings. They didn't today. It was a two-run shot right off the bat before Garland seemed to settle in. But you give Lansing credit. Again, they hit the ball better today. That is encouraging. They had only had a few hits, five total in this series coming in. They have 10 hits tonight. They had some extra base hits. They had a home run swing. It wasn't ruled that, but again, bigger swings, guys like Buelbas and Angeles getting on multiple times. Good news hitting-wise, now they just need to finish the job, and hopefully it comes tomorrow.
Here's a potential thing to stick a pin in for now. This, to my mind, was the best that Dylan Hall has looked.
Absolutely. And in a bullpen right now that is struggling, Jesse, they're trying to find their confidence. They're trying to find their DNA right now, and who is that guy at the end? They were able to get through it last night with Colton Johnson, but it was dicey with the bases loaded. Dylan Hall came in the middle of an at-bat with a guy already on base, and he shut down the Loons to keep it a two-run game. Lansing had a chance to bring up the tying run in the ninth thanks to his work.
He shut down Miller, Newell, Geloff.
Yeah, exactly. And those three bats were the best in the game today for the Loons.
All right. Well, that's it. We're done. Thanks, Adam.
Hey, man, I'll miss you till tomorrow. We'll do it again.
Till tomorrow. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. For Adam Jackson, who carries this broadcast tonight and every night, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Loons 5, Lugnuts 3 is your final. Good night from Mid-Michigan, from Midland, Michigan. Good night from Dow Diamond, and go Nuts.